Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer and WNYC. Coming up later in the half hour, we're going to pay tribute to the 59th Street Bridge, which celebrated its 100th anniversary yesterday. But we're going to talk about that bridge and some others in a different kind of way right now as we launch a short call-in. It's going to be short on the most exhilarating places to go walking or running in the New York City area. Now, for those of you who want to get your miles in but can't stand the mechanical grind of the treadmill, there is a cool new book called Fun on Foot in New York, The Runner's and Walker's Guide to the New York City Area. And with me is co-author Warwick Ford. Warwick, welcome to WNYC.
Well, thank you, Brian. It's a pleasure to be here.
And listeners, your fellow runners and walkers want to know, add to our list of the most exhilarating places to go running or walking in the metro area. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, or post it to our comments page at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. And a special shout out to anybody who wants to tell us about your experiences walking or running a bridge in the metro area. But anywhere is okay. 212-433-WNYC. That's our on-air number. We will never ask you for pledge dollars when you call us on the air. 212-433-9692. Or post them to WNYC.org. The most exhilarating places to go running or walking in the New York metro area. And Warwick, there are lots of books listing scenic places in New York. Why'd you make this one?
It's basically a runner's guide to try and encourage people to run more. And in particular, it's tries to give people a variety of different places to go rather than just Central Park, which is, to many people, what running's all about.
If they live near there and go to the reservoir, or if they run in the marathon and wind up in Central Park or whatever. But I'm going to pick out a theme from your book, maybe an inadvertent theme, because I went looking for it, and ask you about the choices. And the theme is bridges. They celebrated the centennial of the 59th Street or Queensboro Bridge yesterday, as I said, and I was struck looking at your book by just how many of the bridges in the area you can actually walk or run across, and you have some cool loops to do. Have you done many of these yourself?
Done everything myself.
You did everything in this book?
Yeah, myself and my wife.
Wow.
Wife, who's my running partner, have covered, I think, is over 80 separate routes in this book we've covered over the years and documented them, mapped them, etc.
We want to give a shout out to your co-author and wife, Nola Ford, right? Warwick Ford.
Yes.
The other half of that husband-wife author team with us. For example, you have a Queensboro Bridge, Triborough Bridge loop. You can do that?
Yeah, that's a very interesting run if you live, for example, on the Upper East Side and want to do something a little bit different from just the East River and Central Park. So you can go across the Queensboro Bridge. You can then go through Queens to the RFK Bridge and cross that bridge over to Ward's Island, run through Ward's Island, which is now a lot nicer than it used to be, and come back on the footbridge to the East River Trail back on the east side.
It's long, though. That's almost 9 miles.
That's right.
Which is a ways to go. And you have to run through Astoria, I see on your map, part of that way between the bridges. But it's not that long, along Vernon Boulevard and Astoria Boulevard. And you get to do both the Queensboro Bridge and the Triborough Bridge on that loop, at least the Queens to Manhattan Triborough Bridge stretch, or what we now call the RFK Bridge, or what some people now call the RFK Bridge. You also have a Brooklyn Bridge, Manhattan Bridge loop. That's a nice one, and it's not nearly as long. That's under 4 miles.
Yeah, that's the sort of thing we look for. I mean, everyone knows about the Brooklyn Bridge, but the majority of people, when they just want to basically see it, will run or walk, more likely. It's not very easy to run on that bridge these days, but get to the other side, then just turn around and come back. But it's very easy to connect to the Manhattan Bridge, and it's a much more interesting trip overall then.
You can do all three of those bridges down there, right? You can walk across or run across the Williamsburg as well.
That's correct. Yeah, that's correct.
So all those are available. And I've never done that loop, although it looks cool now that I read it in your book. But I have actually run a few times in the New York Roadrunners Brooklyn Bridge 5K, which is really fun. Like you say, you can't usually run over the Brooklyn Bridge. I mean, you can at certain times of day and on certain days, but it's so crowded there, I guess, is the reason you can't run there very well, right?
That's right.
But they actually close part of the Brooklyn Bridge to traffic for this 5K, and the Brooklyn Bridge is just about a mile and a half each way. It's a little less, so it makes a good 5K round trip with just a little running on Manhattan streets to round it out. And it is so great to do that run across the Brooklyn Bridge on a summer's day with hundreds of people.
Yes, it would be.
Another one, you have a 5-mile Rockaway Park to Brooklyn route that includes the Marine Parkway Gil Hodges Bridge.
Yes, that's right. So it's a interesting route, in particular for someone who's in training for a serious distance race. Because there's virtually no vehicle traffic that gets in your way, and it's exhilarating for sure.
Now Nathan in Manhattan has done the Williamsburg Bridge. Hi, Nathan.
Hey.
So, what makes the Williamsburg Bridge your favorite, if it is your favorite, over the three down there?
I just like how you can kind of connect to the East River Park, and I drive to the base in Brooklyn and across to Manhattan, and then you have to take a couple of streets to get onto the East River Park, but then you can run all the way up to where it peters out in, I guess it was around 36th Street, and then I just turn around and run all the way back.
Nathan.
So you can pretty much avoid all the traffic.
Thank you very much. Peter in Fairfield has a story about walking across the Brooklyn Bridge. Hi, Peter.
Hi. Yes. Well, I had a group of students about 20 years ago at Columbia University, and I promised any of them who would walk with me to the middle of the span of the Brooklyn Bridge and recite 20 lines of poetry by Whitman verbatim and perfectly an A in the course. One of the students did it. Years later, he was interviewing for a job as a venture capitalist. The interviewer said, well, you've got a great resume, but you've done so many different things. How do I know you really want to be a venture capitalist? And he replied by quoting those lines from the bridge, saying, do I contradict myself? Well, then, I contradict myself. I am large. I contain multitudes.
That's a great Walt Whitman Brooklyn Bridge venture capitalist story. The first I've ever heard that combines all those three things. Thank you, Peter. Esther in Manhattan, I think, has a real-time report for us. Hi, Esther.
Hi. Not real-time. I'm about to leave in a minute to go to a meeting in Brooklyn, and I was planning to walk over the bridge. I live in Lower Manhattan, so walk over the Brooklyn Bridge. What I've found, I mean, I chose to spend the millennium moment on the Brooklyn Bridge when we had New Year's of 2000. And but what I found recently is it's gotten so horribly crowded with tourists who don't understand about which side is okay to walk on, and then you have the road rage of the bicyclists. I think they should close it to bicycles. There's too many people on it now. And also, I think they should charge tourists. I think you should have to show a city ID to get on the bridge for free so that it's not so crowded.
Wow, a residential walking permit, huh?
I don't know, but it's not... I mean, I'm looking forward to it, but I know on a day like this, yes, I'll probably have to crawl,
right,
to get across.
Well, tourists should definitely be encouraged, but I'm very much a proponent of separated bicycle and pedestrian lanes, so you don't have to worry about each other.
I think the bikes need to be down on the, I mean, it's just too small for the bikes. There will be three bikes and 1,000 tourists, and then the bikes, you know, will go into the tourist lane, and they just become enraged. Now, the other thing is, though, I use the other two downtown bridges occasionally, but what I find is the design of those, the way they've redone them, the Brooklyn Bridge was much nicer a long, long time ago than it was more recently, but I feel very oppressed by the design of those bridges, and I wish that, you know, some serious architects or renovation people would take a look at those bridges and see how to make them as attractive and pleasant to be on as the Brooklyn Bridge, so that maybe some of the tourists would try those too and stop the congestion right down here.
Esther, thank you. My producer was just saying she wishes the cops would ticket the bicyclists who go too fast on that shared walkway. I wonder if there's such a thing as a bicycle speed limit anywhere. But Esther, thank you very much for your call. Great call. We are here with Warwick Ford, author of the book Fun on Foot in New York, The Runner's and Walker's Guide to the New York City Area. Caitlin from Jersey City recommends Liberty State Park. She says, I bike around there a lot since I moved to Jersey City. Someone else writes, the Hoboken Waterfront Walkway about a mile long. It's a truly beautiful stretch to walk or run. The view of Manhattan is breathtaking, as we're inviting your most exhilarating places to go running or walking in the New York area. And I think maybe the most unusual one that we're going to get that we're going to get this morning is coming right now from Dennis of the JFK Airport Rotary Club. Is that right, Dennis?
That's great, Dan. I'm a member for a long time. Very happy you've taken the call.
Thank you for making it. And what do you do?
I'm in the air freight business. I'm with Berkeley Air at JFK, but in cahoots with the Port Authority, we do a charitable run, a 5K on the runway once a year in April. We just actually did it a couple of weeks ago, and next year is scheduled for April 18th. It's exhilarating, extraordinary. It's literally a run on the runway. There are planes ahead, planes behind, planes above. It's just amazing.
Why do you think they call it a runway? Dennis, thank you very much. And Warwick, it's funny about road running. Sometimes I like it for the newness of the scenery, like if I am a tourist. Last summer we did the show from the Democratic and Republican conventions, and in the afternoons I would go out running in Denver and St. Paul, and it was fun to see some stretches of unfamiliar cities as I got some exercise in, or an organized race where they shut down the Brooklyn Bridge or something. But in general, for me, running the roads is often too much work. It's having to concentrate on traffic and stoplights and stuff when I could just go to the park or go to a track and not have to think, which is part of the release of working out. Are you a dedicated road runner?
Not necessarily, and you don't need to be around here because there are so many trails around the city that where you actually don't encounter traffic. So along the riverbanks, the bridges we mentioned, the various coastal strips, et cetera. So that's not necessarily a problem here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting. We when we were looking for trails, if you put aside the three major parks, the three major running parks in the city, that would be Central Park, Van Cortlandt, and Prospect Park, we found over 160 miles of what we would consider good quality running trails in the five boroughs.
And we're going to talk next to our next guest about the centennial of the 59th Street or Queensboro Bridge. Did I miss any bridges in your book? I looked for the Tappan Zee, but I couldn't find it. That would be an exhilarating run if you're allowed to do it.
I don't believe you can. You didn't mention George Washington Bridge, which is actually
which you can do,
which is another very very pleasant run because it's the park on the other side. So nice.
That's right. I've done that one on bike. And what about the Bayonne Bridge? Probably not as exhilarating.
Not so sure about that. I have not done that one.
Okay. Well, we leave it there. But our guest has done the 80 walks and runs in this book from all over the metro area. And again, it is called Fun on Foot in New York, the Runners and Walkers Guide to the New York City Area. Warwick Ford, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and more on that Feeling Groovy Bridge coming up.